Well, howdy there, internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about California and Oregon and a river. And it's cool in a way. There are certain topics on this channel that we cover consistently. It is very rare that we get to bring the conclusion of the coverage. You know, we don't get to do that very often because the stories just go on and on. And today we get to talk about the final chapter in one story and the beginning of the next. It's kind of cool. We are going to talk about the Klamath River. We're going to do this because the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has approved the removal of four dams. It's a $500 million project. This river has been constrained like this for, I think, more than 100 years. Once it gets underway, which could occur as early as this summer, this will be the largest dam removal and river restoration project ever, period. It's a big deal. We have been covering it because typically, when it gets framed in the news, the story is farmers versus fish. They talk about the salmon. The salmon are at risk. They're in danger of going extinct. But the farmers, well, they need that water. And those are typically the two competing interests that are framed in national coverage. Not always, but most times. The real story deals with the Yurok. It's a native group. And to them, the salmon is life. And they have been fighting to have the dams removed for at least a decade. It's hard to kind of explain how important it is. Like when I started covering this, I started reading a lot about it. And to greatly oversimplify this, most Americans have seen dances with wolves. The salmon or the buffalo. It's not just a food source. It's an integral part of the culture. It's part of the way of life. If the salmon go, the Yurok go. With the obstructions removed, the salmon population should be healthier.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It should rebound. And it doesn't just preserve the fish. It doesn't just help the river. It helps preserve a way of life. It isn't often that we get something this is a win. This is a win. Barring anything just wild happening, it's going to go forward. This was the last major hurdle. So this is the closing chapter in the fight to get this river restored, and the first chapter in what will likely be a long process of restoring it. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.